Welcome to the new audio lesson with ABC English Levels. I'm Valentine, and today we're practicing the third part of the FC speaking paper. We will try to discuss a question from FC speaking part 3, and you will understand how to keep the conversation going, express your opinion, and ask for your partners. Also, you will learn some useful phrases and some practical tips as well. I remind you that we give classes to boost your general or specific language skills too and provide e-live courses. Remember that we'll always support you. Just contact us. Well, off we go. And we start with the practice. Normally, the topic is the same for parts 2, 3 and 4. So let it be about leisure today, leisure time, as we've already had an example of dealing with it. When we compared the two photos in our in one of our audio lessons. You remember that in the first part of speaking, part 3, you have 2 minutes to discuss a question and 5 options with your partner. Let's say the question is, how can people benefit from these activities? And the 5 prompts could be reading a book, going to a gig is a live concert, hanging out with friends, gathering with a family, and going cycling. You have 15 seconds to think about the 5 options and how they relate to the question, so you can quickly get possible connections between them. How could it be? Reading. Alone, relaxed, quiet atmosphere, going to a gig. How can we benefit from this? Normally we spend time with friends, enjoying a lively world of music, meeting new people. Hanging out with friends, sharing your experiences, catching up on news. Gathering with the family. We can say we feel support and love from people you have known since your childhood. Going cycling. Healthy activity, especially good for those who work behind the desk all the time. And here we come up with the phrases to keep the conversation moving. Let's revise some of them. To agree. You can say, yes, right, absolutely, I can't agree with you more. I'm with you here. I haven't thought about it, but you're right. To disagree, you can say, I'm afraid I disagree here, and say why. I see what you're getting at, but I have another opinion. Say what? Well, maybe, but... To express your opinion, you can use the following phrases. Frankly speaking, I believe, I guess, I suppose, I think, to my mind, in my opinion, I'm not sure, but I'm convinced that, I'm not convinced that. To ask for an opinion, you could use the following questions. What do you think? What's your opinion? Do you agree? What about you? And remember about question tags. They are wonderful to keep the conversation moving. Do you remember question tags? They are the forms of the question like, isn't it, aren't they, don't we, etc. To move to another option, you can say, shall we move on to the next option? What about the next option? What do you think about, and say what option you mean. Important. Please, each option you discuss must relate to the central question. Do not deviate from it. So, let's see how the conversation can move you. Do you want to start, or would you prefer me to start? Your partner. I don't mind if you start. Well, let's say he doesn't mind, or she doesn't mind. You. Okay. Well, I'd say reading is an excellent way to relax if you work physically. You make yourself comfortable and let go with the characters. There's always a good chance you learn something new, right? Your partner agrees or disagrees with you and moves to the next option. For example, they can say, "Sure, I also think reading is the best way to train your imagination too. And what about going to a gig? I guess it's really fun to rub shoulders with people and feel the pulse of live music, isn't it?" Rub shoulders with a good expression, meaning meet and spend time with someone. You should always react to your partner's opinion first, and only then move on to the next prompt. Let's go on. In answer to your partner's remark, you can say, "Can't agree with you more here. There's always someone interesting to meet at such events, and it's a great possibility to recharge your batteries. Recharge your batteries, take a break from your routine. And I believe hanging out with friends can give people a feeling of satisfaction and support in an informal situation. Don't you think so?" Your partner: "Absolutely. Besides, people can catch up on what's new talking to their friends. I think it's very similar to gathering with the family. Do you agree?" You: "Well, maybe, but I think the family gives you that unique sense of home that we can never find anywhere else." Okay, and what do you think about cycling? Isn't it the healthiest way of spending spare time? Your partner: "Yes, agree. Cycling is the best cardiovascular activity, in my opinion, and the cheapest way of traveling as well." Now let's move on to part two. In part two of this task, the examiner asks you and your partner a question related to the previous discussion and gives 1 minute to answer. Remember that you shouldn't discuss every prompt again. Just get immediately to the point and offer your point of view. So the examiner could ask, "Which activity is the most satisfying and why?" You can choose any option that seems right to you and say about it and support your opinion. For example, "To my mind, going out with friends is the most satisfying as you change the atmosphere, have a good natter or chat, and a whale of a time. To have a whale of a time, enjoy something very much. Together with the people who understand you best. What about you?" Your partner: "Well, you might be right, but frankly speaking, I'd choose a get together with a family because of the cozy, intimate atmosphere and the opportunity to meet with my nearest and dearest, who I see only on family events." And now, what about tips? Here, I could advise you the following things. It is not necessary to reach an agreement with your partner, so don't worry if you have another opinion. It might be good to use up 1 minute the examiner gives you to discuss the question. If it turns out you quickly agree on the best option, try to focus on more details or give examples from your personal experience. You also can say why the rest of the prompts are not as good. Well, let's summarize. In today's lesson, you've learned the expressions to keep the conversation moving, useful vocabulary to talk about different activities, like, for example, to have a good natter, to have a whale of a time, a get together with the family, your nearest and dearest, and some others. Remember, and also you have learned some tips to feel confident at the exam. That's all for today. In the next lesson, we'll focus on the last, the fourth part of the speaking paper. This was ABC English Levels and Valentine. Take care!